WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Move-in weekend for A&M students unofficially begins today with the first students living at a pair of new apartment complexes in Northgate. Everyone at the Stack will be arriving today, while those living at the Rise will show up over a four-day period from today through next Monday. Overflow parking is available at St. Mary's Church and the Northgate Parking Garage and Surface Lot. Apartment staff and off-duty police will be directing traffic. College Station officials do not expect traffic delays or closed streets along University or South College. Another water tower is coming to Bryan. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says the site has not been chosen, but they are looking to buy some land.
We're looking either on the east side or the west side. We want some more aerial storage to provide for the growth. Water tanks help us in the distribution system provide the pressure that we need to the customers. So we have a pump station in downtown, and then we have aerial storage tanks out that help us provide service to the customer and also maintain the pressure within the system.
Due to long-range planning, Barfnecht says the $4 million project will be paid with cash and not financed with bonds. One of two neighborhood zoning proposals scheduled at last night's College Station Planning and Zoning Commission meeting was withdrawn.
P&Z Chairman Mike Ashfield opened the meeting by announcing developers pulled a request in the College Hills neighborhood. Two single-family home sites could have turned into as many as 48 four-bedroom condos. City staff joined neighborhood homeowners opposed to the plan along the south side of Lincoln between Terrell and Ashburn. The commission gave its blessing to about 60 changes in the South Knoll neighborhood. They were sought mostly by homeowners who don't rent their properties. Among the 26 speakers was landlord Steve Strong, who pointed out that more than half the properties in College Station are rentals.
The reality is A&M is now 50,000 students, and they're trying to grow bigger. And those students are going places, and they have to live places. And unless you want to create compounds where students have to live in those compounds, those students are going to be part of communities.
Homeowner Clayton Powell says when he moved into a single-family area, he was not expecting to live next to a frat house.
The noise is a problem. There's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. These are all national TV football nights. And then I've had children that needed to get a good night's sleep, go to school the next day, and couldn't because of all the noise.
Of most discussion, we're reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home from 4 to 2 and additional parking restrictions. City Council considers the South Knoll plan next Thursday. More information's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Part of the next College Station School District bond package would expand alternative education programs. The Center for Alternative Learning might include the land where the city's now closed conference center is located.
We're hopeful to have the option of using the space where the College Station Conference Center is right now. Clearly, that conference center is not inhabitable. We would plan to demolish that building and then start again with new construction.
Superintendent Eddie Coulson's update to the City Council this week included the desire to expand capacity of Timber Academy from 40 to 150 students.
Students who are looking for a less traditional school, and we get students in Timber Academy. Some of those students are finishing early their high school careers. Some of them might be coming back to finish after they've dropped out.
The cost of the expansion would be $15 million, not including the land purchase and demolition of the center. The school board considers the $83 million bond issue next Tuesday. We're less than a month from the A&M-Alabama football game. That's also the day there will be a traffic study in and around Kyle Field. College Station Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says the data will be turned into a traffic management plan for future home football games.
A lot of new improvements, a lot of new infrastructure improvements. Corridors have been expanded, interchanges. This plan that the university is paying half of will help us better manage traffic on game days and then disperse people away from the stadium.
Nearly 150 traffic counters will be set up along major streets in the Twin Cities to collect information, most of it from 24 hours before kickoff to 24 hours after the game ends. And while the United States military is moving out of Afghanistan, there is a renewed emphasis in Southeast Asia. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien recently returned from a firsthand look at what's been a growing deployment over the last year and a half.
To counter China's military aggressiveness in the area, It has been more aggressive in terms of the way it's treated the international sea lanes. And then also to reestablish U.S. presence in the area, which had been somewhat diminished during the last 10 years of war in the Middle East.
Flores says the trip included visits to American military bases and meetings with leaders of foreign governments. The congressman has also announced his upcoming town hall meeting will be Thursday after Labor Day, September 5th, at Rutter High School in Bryan, starting at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 8:12 at 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Whether you need to fix a cracked driveway or an uneven porch, the foundation experts at Anchor Foundation Repair are ready to get it fixed. For more information, click anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, here are the numbers.
Through today, we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies with afternoon high temperatures into the mid-90s. And for tonight, generally clear skies as temperatures fall down to between 70 and 74 degrees. While for the weekend, basically fair and hot weather will continue. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 95 degrees, low 70s with clear skies at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday, temperatures again in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Friday, time to talk to the folks from City College Station. Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. I know that you made a call to the College Station City Council and said, would anybody like to go play Jethro Trivia on Friday at WTAW? And we did get a taker, didn't we?
We did. We have Place 5 Council Member Julie Schultz. She's the brave one.
There you are. How are you today? Right here,
beautiful day in College Station.
Well, that, and we got some rain this week.
Yes,
you know?
And it keeps raining at my house. I don't know what happened.
That's a good thing, though. It's better than having to use the water.
Definitely.
All right, so we're here to play Jethro Trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jethro Trivia, it's our oddly informative little news quiz. Kat, are you there? I don't see Kat's button.
Yeah,
she is.
I'm here. Okay. I just was turned off for a second.
Okay, all right. Everything okay in there?
Why do you care?
Wow!
I'm sorry, we've had a lot of conversations this morning where I don't get to say what I get all worked up, and then we move on, and then I'm sitting in here steaming in the newsroom and like write an email and delete it and just stupid.
Come back and do it. We can say, well, listen, we were talking about
this. It's Friday. I'm going to have a good time, dang it.
All right. Because, I mean, Friday, sometimes people just beat me up.
Time now for Jay Sokol's here this morning too, from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Howdy. Doing very well.
Okay. By the way, Jay Sokol wearing his I'm from a friendly city shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It says hello in many different languages.
Scott, it says howdy.
But Guten Tag is not howdy.
How do you know that?
Okay.
How do you know the Konnichiwa is not howdy?
Okay.
In Japanese. Wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many of those did you get made up?
I think about 100. Yeah. CC Creations.
So you got some
donated.
You got some extras, do you?
Wow.
We ought to have an extra.
I didn't say I wanted one.
Right. I didn't say I was giving you one.
See?
I know.
That's how I get treated.
There's a little person inside of you that's crying.
Oh,
and
yeah, right. Okay.
So you have to hurt people. I understand,
that's
Scott.
It. Okay, thanks a lot. All right, here we go. Jethro,
I don't know why you're mad. He doesn't care if I'm here or not. He didn't ask.
Well, you're just funny. That's
all right, here we go. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. One day we'll have prizes. Today, a dating website in London has put forth a new twist on speed dating for pub crawlers. What is it? Is it A, free bar tabs, B, touring public toilets, C, visits to kitchens of gourmet restaurants, or D, everybody's naked?
Once again, it's a dating website in London that's put a new twist on speed dating for pub crawlers. Is it A, free bar tabs, B, touring public toilets, C, visits to kitchens of gourmet restaurants, or D, everybody's naked? Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to go with naked.
All right. Well, of course you would. Okay, because nobody else will. Thank you. Kevin, thanks. That's your answer. Kat?
I'll go with A, but I wish it was C.
Okay, so it's free bar tabs, but you wish it was the kitchens. Okay,
that's just cool. Would go on a speed dating for that.
Okay, Colin?
I think I'm going to go with Kat on that one, too.
Okay, all right. So you'd go for the idea of kitchens. All right, and
no,
Julie?
No, free bar tabs.
Oh, free bar tabs. Okay, Julie?
Personally, I think KO's probably right, but because I have to do what no one else is doing, I'm going to pick B.
B, which is public toilets. You're the winner today. Doo-doo, ice-breaking effects.
Doo-doo.
Nice.
I don't think she said that.
Classy on WTA.
Yeah, he said doo-doo.
Due to the ice-breaking effects of alcohol, pub crawls have always been a popular first date activity, but doingsomething.co.uk has teamed up with London Loo Tours. Yes, apparently there is one of those companies to provide dating events that involve touring public toilets. It's called toilet dating.
The rebel wins.
Sounds sketchy. The
rebel wins. I really thought that was probably it, but I just wanted to say naked.
Yeah, thanks a lot, because it's on the radio. All right. Let's talk now then to Councilmember Schultz, who's going, why did I sign up for this anyway?
No, it's a great way to wake up
okay,
in the morning.
Okay, there you
know?
Go. That's exactly right.
Better than coffee.
This week you had an opportunity to have a joint meeting with the College Station School Board.
Yes.
Question having to do with a natatorium as they prepared their bond issue. Obviously, you were there. I'd like to get your thoughts about that meeting.
Well, my thoughts about the meeting are that, you know, in general, we always have a great relationship with the CSISD. We work with them on a number of projects always. They do a really good job taking care of our kids. You know, both of you and I were products of that school district.
Absolutely, right.
And my children as well. And it was an interesting one this time around. I will have to say that I took a little offense to being thought of as someone who doesn't really appreciate what children need, and that kind of came out.
Okay, you were not singled out.
No,
it was the council
in general.
Okay, right.
And that is really contrary to everything I've ever done for the community, and I've spent a lot of time working on things related to kids, and so have many of our council members. You know, this issue of the natatorium is something we're taking seriously. We're not, you know, blowing it off, but we look at budgets for pools every year, and we see how much it costs per person that's participating in that program, and it's a very high cost, and we have an obligation to the people that elected us to take the pot of money that we took from everyone in the community and spread it out and try to touch as many people as possible. A $30 million facility is going to touch a very small amount of people, and it doesn't mean we're definitely not going to do it. I think there's a lot of options, but I feel pretty sure the city of College Station alone is not going to do it.
Well, and let's say that that doesn't happen. I think probably that signal's been sent pretty well from both sides that they don't want to do it alone, that they do want to have some sort of a combined effort if it happens. I think Carl Mooney had put forth here on the station the idea that the actual housing of the pool might be different, somewhat similar to the football structure of the McFerrin Center that A&M has. What, as one member of council, is something that you feel like would be an acceptable path to move down in the near future?
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunities to have partnerships. You could have corporate sponsorship of the facility, as the McFerrin Center has been done. I think there's a lot of options. A lot of these clubs, which the swim clubs or some of the folks that want to use it, they somehow get a fundraising thing going and they raise money, and other communities have built facilities for club sports. Volleyball's one. You know, you'll see the gyms that are strictly owned and run by clubs. Not that I, you know, really think that it's possible to raise that kind of money, but you never know. And if there's a participation on a high level from groups like that, then maybe it'd be something workable. We could work some kind of a thing where, you know, we pay attention to part of the facility, we donate to build it and they run it or something. But it's just so expensive, and the O&M on it is going to be so high that it looks very daunting from where I sit to try to take that on.
Place 5 Councilmember Julie Schultz joining us this morning. Obviously, the elephant in the room was last night. There was a meeting in Planning and Zoning. Already on your agenda for next week is to discuss neighborhood integrity usage. That happened last night, talking about we've got College Hills and I guess South Knoll are the two that at least are the most vocal right now of a situation that really does exist throughout College Station.
Sure.
But as one member of council, how do you want to try to address this?
Well, I'm looking at it from a lifelong member here, and there's a lot of things that come to mind. I too love the idea of keeping neighborhoods the way they've always been, but I just don't think that is a reasonable thing to ask for. If you keep all of the properties owned by the same people and they have the same intentions, then that's fine. But people grow old and pass away, as in my case with my family. I still own my family home, and I hope to be able to remodel it and live in it someday. But right now, I'm having to rent it out because I can't afford to have two homes, and I've got two kids in college. So it's one of those things where I don't think that people that have rental property are always looking to just make a quick buck. They're using it to supplement their family income, and they're using it as a business. It doesn't mean they don't care. And I really and truly, this is, the thing that I don't understand with this whole argument. There are bad neighbors everywhere. Whether you own your home or you rent out the home, I've lived in the neighborhood. The brown grass doesn't always exist just in front of a renter's house. It is in neighborhoods, in the most expensive neighborhoods. You can have a very high dollar home and the neighbor doesn't take care of it the way you think they should. And again, you're looking at somebody's opinion. How much is good? How much? What is it that these folks are really wanting? If we do take out all the street parking and we do require just the two people limit on renting, all the problems are going to be solved and everything's going to be great? No, that's not how it's going to be at all. And this business with what's going on in Southgate, I totally understand. But what are you going to tell somebody who owns a house, a piece of property? You can't do anything to that. They're those folks that are wishing for that, immediately their property value would go right down the tubes. And should their family have to sell their house, well, then what are they going to get out of it? It just seems really unfair.
You know, the thing I really have a problem with all of this is I hear College Station preach neighborhood integrity. Yet if you go back behind what I call the old South Side and what you would call that, that has transformed into nothing but multi-story, multi-bedroom, multi-bath housing. The integrity of that neighborhood is absolutely gone. It is completely gone in a city that said they wanted to maintain neighborhoods, and they haven't done it over there. The city has just not done it.
Well, what's the answer? What do you tell when you're talking about an individual homeowner, that somebody who owns that property, you can only, let's say you've got most of those houses, as you know, are two-bedroom, one-bath type. There are some nicer homes, but over toward the Welborn area, which is where this is happening, they're very small, not really historically significant structures. So you have to keep managing a small, very old historic structure just the way it is, just because we want the neighborhood to stay that way, even though today's families or whomever don't want to live in something like that.
But none of these being built on the South Side are ever going to be historic structures. Those big, ugly four and fours that you're doing over there, those will never be historic structures.
What about the ones that are there now? They weren't historic structures either.
Sure. But what I'm concerned about is, what does this make College Station, that part of College Station, look like 10 years from now or 20 years from now? Because I don't know how they're being built necessarily, but You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do think they have requirements. I mean, if you go and look, they're not just slapped together, you know, prefab type stuff. They have some nice architecture to them. It is possible for a family to live in them. It's not just necessarily for individual renters. It could be something, you know, I really think if you look a little bit further to the east on, you know, Pershing and Lee Street, mm-hmm. you don't have that going on. You have folks that are, some of them are taking down the old smaller house and putting up the larger house. There is some heavy restrictions on what they can do, but how are you going to tell somebody you can't take that down and put something else up? I don't know in this country how that's
works. I'm a strong property rights person. Now, this discussion came up last night in P&Z, and so if you'd speak to this again as one member of council, the idea of if you're going to put in an overlay someplace in a neighborhood, mm-hmm. should it be a majority vote or should it be unanimity? How do you feel about that?
I feel like it should be 100% because I feel pretty confident that all of those folks that don't necessarily want it to, they just want a majority, if they were the minority for, let's just make up a scenario. Let's say the people on your street, the 75% decided you have to pave your front yard. They would be so angry that they would be forced to do something that they don't agree with. They bought their house thinking one thing, and they were going to live there and take care of it, and then now they're being forced to do something else. It's not right. I don't want it to happen to me as a homeowner, and I really don't think anybody wants it to happen to them. They have to really think carefully what they're asking for.
Yeah, well, it is. That's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough to get a unanimity. But again, if you're asking for an overlay and something special.
And it's that way with anything. If a street comes into the community, it comes into the city and asks that they want this to happen on their street, they want all the parking to go or whatever, and they are all 100%, you know, they own the property, they want to do this, we'll look at doing that if that's what they want to do. But it's not fair to have one person sitting on that street saying, you have to do this whether you want to or not. That's not the country we live in.
And then the last thing having to do with housing, obviously, is there's been discussion about game day rentals and the guidelines the city of College Station has. This is, again, while it's on the books, going to be very, very difficult to police, I would think.
Yes, I think it is going to be hard to police. It's kind of like we kind of have bigger fish to fry, basically. If you're going to, last night was a perfect example. There are people that are having, you know, frat parties next to their house and some safety issues related to parking and things like that, that we really need our code enforcement to be looking at. It, as they said, you know, in interviews yesterday, the city commented that it is going to be hard to enforce. And unless you're doing something incorrectly, you're having something that draws attention to your home, it would be very difficult to go in and tell if someone's having folks over. And that kind of explains it by itself. If it's not a problem, then why would we make it into a problem? Why would we decide everybody has to, you know, we have to go search everybody's home? I don't know how you would do it, but that there's no reason to go down that road. If things are going fine and everybody's happy, it's the hotel motel tax that's the issue. But, you know, it's similar to the, you know, unrelated people in a house. It's very hard to go in and tell if that's what's going on in that particular home.
But if you're doing it, you ought to pay it. I mean,
and
you should.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Anything else? That's, we got the cement pond out of the way and talked about housing. Anything else on your radar screen today?
We are looking, I'm on the committee to kind of narrow down the selections for city manager, and we're hoping to get a list of applicants in front of the committee by the end of this month and get the show on the road, getting a permanent city manager in place. And we've got a lot of balls in the air, a lot of really great projects in the works, and we need to get that done first and keep moving forward as Frank Simpson had us going forward and in a very positive manner.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Julie Schultz. She's a Place 5 City Council member. Anything else, Scott, Colin?
Well, we've got adult softball and kickball registration starting on Monday. I know.
Have you got a senior league? Can I do that?
Scott, you can play with the young guys. I've seen you move. But that starts on Monday and runs through August 30th, and play begins on September 9th. If you're interested in that, go to cstx.gov/sports.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Housing market data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home builders went to work on more new projects last month. Housing starts jumped nearly 6% in July, but that was a smaller than expected increase. And construction of multifamily units was strong, while the rate of groundbreakings for single-family homes was the lowest so far this year. Executives who oversee corporate finances are upbeat about the remainder of the year. A new survey of chief financial officers finds there is more optimism about the economic recovery and opportunities that will be available for their businesses. The CFOs are notably more positive about hiring. Good news if you've always wanted to own a lighthouse. The government expects to auction off more of its shoreline beacons in the years ahead. 33 active lighthouses have been sold to private owners since 2000. The Graves Island Light Station in Boston Harbor is currently on the block with a high bid of more than $750,000. Stock market futures are slightly higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I played this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to... Time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the Beer and Wine Garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair, bring the whole family. Tickets online, BrazosValleyFair.com or 979-821-1450.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two of College Station's oldest residential neighborhoods were part of last night's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
More than 60 land use changes in the South Knoll neighborhood were unanimously endorsed. Charles Barham on the homeowner supporting more restrictions on rental homes.
One of the things we noticed about the process of putting this plan together was the unanimity of residents really, really disliking houses full of college students. The college students deserve their lifestyle. But families also deserve their lifestyle.
Whitney Wolf, who with her husband owned 20 rental homes in South Knoll, is among the 26 who spoke during the public hearing.
And I will tell you this, a lot of the things that have brought up tonight, the code enforcement issues, the parking issues, the speeding issues, these are already laws and ordinances that are on the books, and responsible landlords are taking into account this.
After 3 hours, a neighborhood plan was advanced to next Thursday's city council meeting. Conditions include parking restrictions and reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home from 4 to 2. Before South Knoll was brought up, P&Z Chairman Mike Ashfield announced the removal of a developer's request for building student housing in the College Hills neighborhood. Surrounding homeowners and city staff opposed plans along the south side of Lincoln between Ashburn and Terre Haute to build up to 48 four-bedroom condos. online at WTAW.com. It's background on both items. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School District is interested in buying the city-owned conference center.
Your help as a council in making it happen will be giving us the best deal that you can give us. That's what, all we need. All we need is a good deal.
During a joint meeting this week, Superintendent Eddie Colson told city council members the idea of expanding the district's alternative education programs.
We would love to be able to expand the offerings of Timber Academy High School by building a new facility, being able to market it, and it would be somewhat of a school of choice, perhaps, for our high school students. It would be a different experience than A&M Consolidated High School or College Station High School, but provide tremendous learning opportunities for those students.
The Center for Alternative Learning is part of the $83 million bond package to be considered by the board next Tuesday. The $15 million price tag does not include the cost of buying the land and the demolition of the center. During the summer, Bryan Water customers consume 20 million gallons a day. Public Works Director Jason Barfnecht says that's one of the reasons why the city will be able to build a new water tower without borrowing money.
Right now, we've been very fortunate with the weather being dry, that we've had very good revenues. Staff has done an excellent job in curtailing expenses, keeping them to a minimum. And we've been putting quite a bit of money away in our piggy bank, if you will. And we're using that to fund like the new ground storage tank. We were planning to issue about $4 million in debt for that, and they're actually able to pay for that out of cash.
Barfnecht says they're looking to buy land on either the east or west side of the city for the new tower. It will cost another $100,000 and take time to do a preliminary engineering study regarding improvements for those walking along University between College Main and South College. Before the College Station City Council approved the recent change order, Public Works Director Chuck Gilman asked why the fees were so high.
This one requires a lot of coordination with the university and also with the state. That coordination results in a lot of additional meetings, a lot of additional input. We've also taken the time to meet with every single property owner along the corridor to get input from them.
$255,000 have already been spent, and with the change order, that leaves about $6.5 million to design, then build what was approved by voters in a bond issue. Today marks the first move-in day for hundreds of Aggies in Northgate's new Rise and Stack high-rise apartments. College Station officials don't expect traffic delays, interruptions, or lane closures along University or South College. Off-duty police and apartment staff will be directing traffic. Overflow parking locations are the Northgate parking lot and garage and at St. Mary's Church. Residents of the Rise will move in over a four-day period ending Monday. All residents of the Stack are scheduled to move in today. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was in Southeast Asia earlier this month. He was one of five elected officials getting an update about the increase of America's military presence to counter aggressive actions by China in the international sea lanes.
We visited not only with local our local military installations here in the area, we also visited with some of the foreign governments that are affected to see how what they think about how the process is working out. There are going to be budget implications. There are going to be implications for manpower readiness and so forth.
And details have been finalized at the congressman's upcoming town hall meeting. It will be held at Rudder High School in Bryan on September 5th, the Thursday after Labor Day, starting at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's the most fun. Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car. Maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. When it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power, and it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more with without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Oh, I'm guessing it's about 8:41. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies with afternoon high temperatures into the mid-90s. And for tonight, generally clear skies as temperatures fall down to between 70 and 74 degrees. While for the weekend, basically fair and hot weather will continue. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 95 degrees, low 70s with clear skies at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday, temperatures again in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, of course, it's time for our ever-popular Friday entertainment segment where we talk about the movies that are coming out.
I didn't notice that that was a Friday thing.
Oh yeah, we do it every Friday.
Yeah,
really?
Movies, yeah, we'll have to get you to pay attention. It'll be fine.
Pay attention, the days just sort of meld together.
We don't really always do it, but the only day we do the movies is on Friday because, of course, the big weekend stuff happening. And then, of course, we do the top movie rentals and DVD sales as well, so you can be like everybody else. For the DVD sales, number three would be 42. Number two would be the Justice League Flashpoint Paradox, and number one would be G.I. Joe Retaliation. Now, is that an action movie, or is that a CGI, or do you know?
CGI and action movies are kind of synonymous, aren't they?
Well, no, there actually have been movies where you know, they actually just do pictures of, I mean, they do people. But anyway.
I thought 42 was good. Okay. That's third in your list.
Yeah, number three, as far as rentals are concerned, the incredible Burt Wonderstone, which is supposed to be horrible,
it
right?
It sucks.
Number two is Identity Thief, and number one is G.I. Joe Retaliation. So, I mean, it's number one in the rental and the sale. All right, movies that are coming out this weekend, The Butler, that's the that's that movie with Forrest Whitaker and Opa, I think, produced it.
Forrest Whitaker is usually pretty good, too.
Yeah, he's done some pretty good stuff.
He was great in Bird.
And then, yes, he was. And then Kick-Ass 2 is supposed to do well at the box office. That's, I don't know what else to tell you other than this, there was a Kick-Ass 1. So anyway, and then also coming out will be Paranoia, which is a thriller starring Liam Hemsworth, also Gary Oldman, who's pretty weird, and Harrison Ford. So those will be.
That looks like an interesting film to me.
It could well be. On your television side, TNT has picked up three series yesterday for next year. Roselie and Isles for a fifth season.
Meh.
Yeah, well, that's
it's not bad.
Well, it's yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, the mat makes it sound like it's not good either.
We watch it. It's just it's not. You know, first, it's got Angie Harmon, who's from Highland Park, so you know, got a Texas girl in there. But it's just it's kind of written in a kind of off-center way. I mean, it's kind of funny sometimes, and then they've got, you know, people bleeding a lot too, so it's different. The other ones that they renewed are Perception, which I haven't watched.
Me either.
And Major Crimes, which I do watch. I kind of like
it. I haven't seen that one.
That's a guy who wears the white hat, and he's wearing the sailor hat, you know, flap down. Anyway, it's kind of, it's the thing that used to be the show with all right, never mind.
That one show, you remember?
Yeah, that show. That,
who could forget that one show?
Had Kevin Bacon's wife in it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The Closer. I got it. I put it all together. Not bad for an old guy. Came back on that. All right, so here we go. The state police in Massachusetts scolding the people of the state for getting their priorities wrong. Lots of people took pictures and posted the pictures of two teens riding in the back of a tractor trailer outside Boston. What they failed to do is use their phones to call the police. The Massachusetts State Police posted one version of the photo on their Facebook page and explained, what you need to be doing is calling us and telling us about this rather than just taking pictures and sharing it with your friends.
What's wrong with riding in a trailer behind a tractor?
Well, I think it probably must be against the law, or they wouldn't.
Well, if they won't let you ride in the back of a pickup truck, they're not going to let you do it in a tractor trailer.
Yeah. And while we're talking about that kind of thing, one of the worst inventions ever on a smartphone is the ability for the users to switch from the back camera to the front camera in order to snap a selfie.
Mm.
How many of your friends are obsessed with snapping pictures of themselves and posting them online? Do you see that a lot?
Yes.
Maybe you're the one who's doing it. Well, stop it. A new survey found that people hate that, especially if you're not the friend or the relative. The researchers say that posting selfies can actually damage real-life relationships.
I just think it makes you look like you have no friends who are willing to take your picture.
I want to take a picture of me because nobody else will take a picture of me. They say that your picture gets not only viewed by your friends and family, but colleagues and acquaintances, too. They'll probably make a different view of the information that you're sharing rather than, again, as you say, if you're just showing it to your family. So quit taking selfies. Good things apparently don't come from that.
How about some good news?
Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
This is really cool. Zach Hodgkins is a high school guard from Alphenton, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
He was born without the lower part of his left arm.
Okay.
Just a birth defect.
All right.
He has been offered it's called a preferred walk-on for Florida.
Really? That's cool.
And it's not just a pity publicity
stunt. He must be good.
He's incredible.
Really?
And there are several Division II schools that are talking to him as well, but he did so well in AAU camp that everybody's, like, really clamoring to get this kid on their basketball team.
Wow, how fun. Oh, so he's a basketball player,
I thought he was a football player.
Oh, no, a basketball player with one hand.
Well,
wow.
Well, consider Jim Abbott, you know.
Well, very, very
made
true.
Made it to the pros with that. Well, that's good. That's a good story.
But it's remarkable. There's video of him all over the internet, and it's just he's a three-point master.
Wow.
But to catch and shoot the ball with one hand, you watch that a couple times and go, really?
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community. Introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new Impalas. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox, now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan, and online at tomlight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
Plus TTML Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, list 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 21201, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTML with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Intech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. John Sharp was in, where was he? Weather, Fort Worth yesterday. Is that
yes,
right?
Sir.
Here we go.
He's a lot better kid than I was when I was a freshman and sophomore in college.
Just saying. Talking about Johnny Manziel. That's the Chancellor.
He's a lot better kid than I was when I was a freshman and sophomore in college.
Could we have some more information on that, sir? Care to explain? Care to share? Just, you know, wondering.
What you did.
Yeah. And I did hear that there was a former Yale leader at A&M, I think before he was a Yale leader, who blew up a urinal, I think, on the second floor of a dorm, who went on to be governor of a large state. Just saying. I mean, I wasn't there. But are you pretty impressed with the finely crafted BMW sitting in your garage? Well, sorry to break this news to you, but you might be a jerk. According to,
I'm just saying.
According to Yahoo.com, reports two different studies from the United States and from England came up with the same result. On this side of the pond, researchers at the University of California said that Beamer drivers were less likely to stop for a pedestrian. Whoa! That just entered the crosswalk. And they are more likely to cheat at four-way stops. Over in England, motorists were asked to identify the make and color of vehicles that engaged in road rage incidents. And it turns out the most popular answer was men between the ages of 35 and 50 who drove blue Beamers. So, just saying, if you happen to, you'd be, you're a troublemaker. Just speaking of troublemakers, Chris Christie is, he's going after Marco Rubio.
Yes, he is, with both barrels.
Yeah, and the Republican Party. And you know, some of the things he says really do, I think, resonate with people. He said, we need to quit being a debate society. We're in this to win it. He said, I'm running to win. I don't want to sit around and... He said, there's nothing wrong with being a college professor. I know they're glad to hear that. But he said, we are in this race to win. And I believe he thinks Mr. Rubio is just kind of sitting around chit-chatting a little bit and rather see him get out there and get the day done. Villagers in China fled in terror when six ginormous crocodiles escaped from a farm. Apparently, developers were in a disagreement with the property owner, so they demolished the walls of the crocodile enclosure.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good negotiating tactic. And as they did that, right there in the middle of the night, the 17-foot man-eating reptiles ran loose, causing villagers to evacuate. Police still haven't located all the crocs, and the rumor is that they're getting very hungry. Hope that one of them's, you know, maybe swallowed an alarm clock so you know where they are. Biologists are
TikTok croc.
Okay. It. Thank you. Biologists are working on a new medical first aid technology that would render stitches and staples relics of the past. Their replacement would be snail goo. Snail goo. It's the gel that's produced by slugs and snails and mussels and insects as they glide across surfaces. It could create an ideal medical adhesive, according to Ithaca, New York professor Andrew Smith. He's a biology prof. He writes that the snail glue would stick to wet surfaces, and no matter how much the tissue flexed or bent, the gel itself would flex and bend as well so that it would go right along with it. So,
That is one of those where you go, ugh.
Yeah, well, it kind of is. Anyway, the gel could potentially provide the avoid the negative side effects of sutures, such as the risk of the stitches coming undone or leaking out fluids, and in the long run, leaving a scar when you use them. So, snail goo. I'm just thinking, I'm hoping that they don't carry that at Sam's. You know what I'm saying? Just
welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. Yeah. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
Hey,
weren't there either.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Make it about 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Please do not tell Sam Jones about this. He will be snail glue Sam.
Oh, thank you. That's terrible. Okay. Not surprising, ear doctors are treating so many kids for hearing problems. Most of them listen to music through the earbuds. Chances are the music's way too loud. No, not chance that the music's way too loud. It is way too loud. We know that. Well, plus the fact that you jam them into your ear. Now, there's no doubt I've had pretty significant hearing loss because I've worn headphones for like 35 years of my life for a few hours a day. And, of course, before that, I listened to music like all the time in headphones because that's just what you did back then.
Because it was cool.
Exactly. Most of them, but these were headphones. I mean, so that they were outside and the speaker was, yes, right on top of your ear, but you weren't jamming that thing down into your ear.
Like, yeah, ear canal.
Yeah. ASAP Science posted a video on YouTube called How Old Are Your Ears? And the piece explains as we get older, we lose the ability to hear higher frequencies. And then there's the hearing test. Watch the video with your headphones on, and you can compare your hearing with others at the same age and find out if those earbuds might have made a difference. Well,
huh? See,
I don't want to do this. That's gonna depress me to start the weekend. You know, I'll have to,
like, wait for later.
Have the ears of a 97-year-old or something like that. But nonetheless, it's out there. And again, it's ASAP Science, the people who are doing that, and the test is on YouTube. Brushing your teeth isn't just for healthy teeth and gums. It's about getting rid of bacteria that could lead to colorectal cancer. Findings published in the journal Cell Host and Microbe. I guess because there needs to be something called that. Claim the bacteria commonly found in the mouth causes overactive immune responses and turns on cancer growth genes. Larger studies will be needed to be done to verify those findings, but right now it's got us all scared to death. So, you know, brush your teeth, floss. It's really okay. You know, people like when you do that. Don't want to be breathing on them if you haven't. Ladies, if you're looking for a man that's not afraid to do a little housework, marry a teacher. Marry a teacher.
He's used to cleaning up after people
already. Right. A study found that guys who work in the field, typically dominated by females, do 25% more housework compared to men who work in male-dominated jobs. Oh, so it doesn't have anything to do with that. No. I thought it might have.
I thought it was like the nurturing. If you're,
yeah.
No, they hear the other women complaining about their crappy men not doing the housework.
They say, yeah, there you go. They're going to go home and they're going to be different. Oh, okay. Well, I tried not to do this story, but we probably have to. It's this is the beginning of Evis Week, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, Evis Week is going on. So, they had the candlelight vigil last night in Memphis, so that all the
trying to guide him home.
Well, no, just, you know, they're all out there singing and wailing for Elvis because you know he's Evis. But it's been great for the. For his family. You know, they've made a lot of money off of that.
He makes a whole lot for a dead guy.
The top Evis songs is ranked by his fans. Number 5 would be Mystery Train. Number 4 would be Heartbreak Hotel. Number 3 would be Hound Dog. Number 2 would be Suspicious Minds, which is one of the two Elvis songs I like. But that's, you know, that. And number 1 would be Jailhouse Rock.
You're going to eat a fried banana sandwich in his honor?
No, I'm not, as a matter of fact. You know, for a while, they actually had a perfume that smelled like peanut butter and fried banana sandwich.
I have had a fried peanut butter and banana sandwich right across from Graceland. Thank you.
What? I bet it's good.
Hello?
You know, just so you'll know, it will be all Elvis Friday on the show this afternoon.
Well,
Elvis is about the only one that could kick the Beatles out, but we do this every year on his death day.
Are you going to have John Sharp say it?
He's a lot better kid than I was when I was a freshman and sophomore in college.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I may do that.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea. Yeah. But all 5 of those songs you just mentioned will be part of the show.
Certainly a reason to decide whether or not you're
going
to
listen. Well, that's the only reason.
Okay,
come on.
Thank you. That's it. Thanks. It's Clip Howard from Minnesota.
Way to hijack the show, Clip.
Yeah. Well, and you know, one of the things that I have said for years is I want them to put out a book that has the last line of dialogue.